living. Better world. The next generation of KGO 810.
Oh my, I'm going down. How do you come up with this, Karen Reed? I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO. I got an email saying, John, it sounds like you're having a very good time. The answer is I am. Oh, not the subject. The subject is not so nice, but it's such a pleasure to be here with all of you on KGO. So here's the story. The Millennium Tower is a luxury apartment building. There is an example of people who live there. They were written up in the San Francisco Chronicle. Pat and Jerry Dobson, their condominium is worth $2.1 million, and it's fantastic. It's a two-bedroom apartment, but there's a problem with the 58-story building. It's cracking and sinking. That's right, cracking and sinking. Now, the building has been around for 7 years. It's been home to celebrities like Joe Montana and Hunter Pence. And, you know, it's very expensive. It's a luxury building. But here's the problem. It's leaning. And it's falling apart. Now, I have to tell you, it's very interesting. Whose fault is it? Millennium Partners put out a statement, and they said, and I quote, "The building was designed and constructed to the extraordinary high standards established by the City and County of San Francisco for this type of structure." Really? It's tilting and it's sinking? Oh, by the way, in fairness, the company blames a new transit center. You remember where the old First and Mission East Bay Terminal was? They're building a new building there. And they blame this new transit center across the street for destabilizing the building. But, you know, Jerry Dobson put it very simply. He said, the building is not drilled into bedrock. Whew! How could they build a building like this and not build it into bedrock? So I have a question. You are looking for a place. You come to San Francisco, you're very rich and you can write a big check, and you see this fantastic building, 58 stories. It's viewed by some, and actually was voted by some, as one of the top 10 residential buildings in the world. You think you're really getting something that's fantastic, but you find out the residential building has sunk 16 inches since its completion in 2008. And wait a minute. I had to look this up. You know how far it tilted? 2 inches. 2 inches. And we're also told there's some cracks in the wall in the parking garage, and there's been some settling on the club-level floor. And by the way, Yelp noticed windows and a dishwasher getting harder to open and bubbles appearing in the floor. What do you do? Okay, you're a homeowner. You hire an engineer. And you want to know the answer. What in the world is going on? But who's responsible? Is the city and county responsible because of the hole dug next door by the new Transbay Transit Center where the old East Bay Terminal was? Now, a spokesman for Millennium Partners issued a statement, and they said this: all buildings settle over time. 301, over time, it's only 8 years. 301 Mission Street has settled more than originally anticipated. Ha ha! Because it was affected by subsequent construction by others. The Millennium Tower Association then issued a statement saying it'll take all necessary steps to ensure that the building are fully repaired and that all parties that caused or contributed to the settlement conditions are held legally accountable. Boy, oh boy. Now, you might wonder how this goes back and forth. The Transbay Joint Powers Authority responded saying, residents' claims against the Transit Joint Power Authority are misplaced. And they've collected the data. They went on to say, full responsibility for the tilting and excessive settlement of the building lies with the Millennium Partner developers of the towers. My God. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to argue about it. But you know what it turns out? instead of steel anchored on bedrock more than 200 feet down, you ready for this? It's made of concrete sitting on a slab with pilings just 80 feet into the soil. Okay. I know you're all just ready to buy a multi-million dollar condominium in one of the top 10 rated buildings in the world. But if you live at the Millennium Tower, what must you be thinking? And by the way, if you were going to sell it today, you'd take a real beating, don't you think? Who's accountable? Do you think the builders are accountable? Do you think the city of San Francisco is accountable? Millennium Partners has assured everyone the design is safe and is no different from what other high-rise builders have done on landfill. Wait a minute. Do you remember the great earthquake here in San Francisco in 1989? Do you remember that? And do you remember in the marina what happened when the landfill shifted? Thank heaven I live in a house that is anchored on a hill, anchored to a concrete foundation, and has a steel beam through it. All right, here's the question. Who do you blame? What do you do if you live in that building? The Transit Authority is denied responsibility for the tilt and excessive settlement, and many of the residents agree they're blaming the whole thing on a design flaw in the building. What do you do? Do you tear down the building? Do you start all over again? How do you solve this problem? I got to tell you, it in the Mature and Ross column this morning, they write, "We've confirmed that some owners in the Millennium Tower have filed legal claims against the Transit Authority, alleging that the problems are hurting their condo's value. The claims, which the authority has rejected, are the first step in potential lawsuits." By the way, the Transit Center Authority, we are told, spent $58 million to shore up the building before undertaking its big dig in 2010. But there's still a problem. By the way, Mature and Ross point out, the consultant found last month that the building's tilt at the base isn't 2 inches. It's more than 6 inches. My God, we live in San Francisco. It's earthquake country. So I'm just asking you the hypothetical question. If you owned a condo, what would you be doing? I'll tell you, I'd be upset. I would be furious. And you know who I'd be going after? I'd be going after the builders. Because the builders should have taken into account all the problems. And how they didn't anchor the building properly is, to me, incredible. 8080810. What do you think? By the way, another fact. According to Mature and Ross, the developer originally estimated the building would settle up to 6 inches over its lifetime. But geotechnical records show that by the time the Transit Center excavation began in 2010, the Millennium had already settled 10 inches. So here's the question. When you get stuck with a lemon, and it's an expensive lemon, and it's you're being squeezed, if you will, what do you do? I'm asking the question because I know all of you are high real estate rollers, and you're about to go out and buy a very expensive condominium. Doesn't this strike you as being a clear case of negligence? And you know what? If we really want to solve the problem, I'll offer a solution. With the wisdom of Solomon, let's divide the baby. What do you say? The Transit Authority picks up half the cost, and Millennium Towers picks up half the cost, and somehow they solve the problem. Except I don't know what you do with a 58-story building when it's got a problem and you got people living in it. Have I painted a dark enough picture for you? Karen, could you sit up straight and stop tilting? 8080810. That's the number right here on KGO. I'm John Rothman, in for Drex. And believe me, there's no place I'd rather be as long as the building doesn't tilt. KG.